Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's unusual for a rookie politician to also be a prized campaigner. But first-term Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has become a star, helping Democratic candidates draw big crowds, usually with checkbooks. Since taking office, Warren's political operation says she's helped raise more than $2.6 million for fellow Democrats at events from Rhode Island to California. Today, Warren heads to Detroit to help out a candidate for the U.S. Senate there. WBUR's Asma Khalid looks at Warren's appeal.
Once upon a time, West Virginia was a state that reliably voted for Democrats. But in recent years, it's morphed into a red state. In 2012, President Obama lost West Virginia by more than 26 points. It's a state that is predominantly white and poor. But folks here say this little pocket near the Maryland border is an exception.
Shepherdstown is a hugely liberal town. I mean, it's got a very high level of college-educated people. We have the college here. We're close to D.C. within commuting distance.
Alyssa Cleveland is at Betty's Restaurant, a local hangout that smells of biscuits and gravy. It's in downtown Shepherdstown, which is essentially one street.
We often say that this is kind of like the exile, like because we're stuck here in West Virginia, but we're not really West Virginia-like, or what people stereotypically think of West Virginians.
Which is perhaps why Elizabeth Warren chose this corner of West Virginia to campaign for Natalie Tennant, her fellow Democrat running for a seat in the U.S. Senate. Warren walked on stage to a rock star's welcome. Cameras flashed, fans asked for her autograph, and superfans shouted, "Run in 2020. She began with memories from her upbringing, and her Oklahoma drawl resurfaced.
I remember the day when my mother, who was then 50 years old, had always been a stay-at-home mom, pulled her best dress out of the closet, zipped it up, put on her high heels, put on her lipstick, squared her shoulders, dried her eyes, and walked over to the Sears to get a minimum wage job so that we could hang on to our home."
Warren tried to show West Virginians that she was one of them. She spoke about economic inequality, big banks, and student loans. But she also tried to make it clear this rally wasn't about her.
"I'm here because I believe in Natalie Tennant. She's going to be your next senator. Make it happen."
But with Warren's support comes a caveat. There's one big issue Tennant and Warren do not agree on: coal. And so Warren dodged the issue and stuck to a script about economic values.
"So here's the deal. Natalie Tennant and I do not agree on every issue. But on the core issue, Natalie and I agree. Our job is to fight for the families of America. That is our job."
Patricia Bunnell jumped up from her wheelchair to give Warren a standing ovation.
"She's wonderful in the Senate. I've been watching her all along."
Bunnell was here on her 73rd birthday with her granddaughter and says she could not think of a better way to celebrate. Elizabeth Warren brought out the Democratic base in West Virginia, which included plenty of women. There were teenage girls in summer dresses and grandmas in fine jewelry. Cheryl Gallery owns a wine shop in town. She lives in West Virginia, but she says she donated to Warren's Massachusetts Senate campaign back in 2012.
"She's in Massachusetts, but she's affecting the whole country with her court and stance on things. You know, how clearly she sees the banking industry and everything."
But as much as Democrats love to see Warren on the campaign trail, so do Republicans. Earlier this week, the pro-Republican super PAC, American Crossroads, released a YouTube video attacking Natalie Tennant by linking her with Elizabeth Warren.
"You built a factory out there. Good for you. You take a hunk of that and pay forward."
The video describes Warren as the queen of class warfare and a war on coal enthusiast. In fact, local Republicans even publicized Warren's visit because they see her as a flaming liberal. And if she's endorsing the local Democrat, they say it's a boost for the GOP candidate.
"West Virginians obviously took a very strong stance against President Obama in his reelection bid, since Senator Warren is viewed as being exactly in the mold of President Obama."
Conrad Lucas is chairman of the West Virginia Republican Party.
"Senator Warren is very much, as she is, an unabashed anti-coal liberal.
And West Virginia is coal country. So the question is, in a state like West Virginia, is Elizabeth Warren more of a liability than an asset? Political analysts seem to think she's more of a benefit. They say the coal votes are a wash. Jennifer Duffy, with the Cook Political Report in Washington, D.C., says what Tenet and other Democrats need to do this election is shore up the base.
What happens to Democrats in midterm elections is that they sort of disproportionately suffer from what we call a drop-off voter, a voter who votes in presidential elections but doesn't vote in midterm elections.
Duffy says Warren's message appeals to those kinds of voters. But she admits the center's celebrity campaigning is unusual. She compares Warren to two other high-profile Democratic senators elected in recent years, Hillary Clinton from New York and Al Franken from Minnesota.
They've kept in their first term a very low profile. They didn't talk to the National Press Corps. They focused on issues important to their states. They really sort of kept their head down. You know, that's not really what Warren is doing. I mean, she is making the rounds.
But times are different. Duffy says there's a real threat Republicans could win enough seats in the November election to gain control of the Senate. And that would mean Warren's ideas would go nowhere.
I don't think that Senator Warren wants to be in the Senate minority. And so for her future, for her own legislative agenda, it's important to her that Democrats stay in the majority.
Warren insists there's a lot at stake this election, and that's why she's crisscrossing the country, stumping for candidates. But Massachusetts GOP chairwoman Kirsten Hughes questions if Warren's national travels are affecting her duties here at home.
I think the question is, where in the United States is Elizabeth Warren? And the answer always seems to be never in Massachusetts.
According to info from Warren's political operation, she's campaigned and fundraised out of state a total of 10 days this year. Today, it's Michigan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.